Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, I had just called and spoke to someone about a $39.89 charge or pending charge on my credit card that I did not purchase. And I got to looking back on the previous charges, and I was also charged the $39.89 on October 21st. So I expect both of those charges to be refunded to my card.
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
76048.
Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name, please.
Linda Hauser, H-O-U-S-E-R.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information. And just for verification purposes only, could you verify your address for me, please?
3517 Tomahawk Drive, Granbury, Texas.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And I do see that they told on, this started on October 18th. They told you that you won a Dyson vacuum, but signed you up for a subscription to a meal plan. And she did.
So I did not sign up for anything. I was looking at this vacuum cleaner where they said I had won it, and then I realized they were wanting to charge me money, and I backed out of it. I did not go ahead with anything to where I have to pay for anything. So I expect both of those charges to be put back on my card.
Yes, ma'am. So you didn't pay the dollar or two to be entered into the contest for it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yes, ma'am, because at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions. And it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest. And within that contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. She did process the refund for this month, but, ma'am, I'm not able to go back to the charge of October 18th. I'm not able to process back that far.
So you better, or I'm going to go with my credit card company, and they can go after your ass for my money. Because I did not agree to enter any type of a food plan or any type of contest to win any damn vacuum cleaner. I looked at it, and it showed where they were going to start charging you money, and I said, oh, hell no, and I backed out of it. It mentioned nothing about any food plan that you were getting into monthly. What in the hell are you going to receive for $39.89 a month?
Okay, yes, ma'am. You're supposed to receive the meal plan.
Okay, where's the meal? What am I paying for?
It's got sent to your email of how to download the app to use it. But just give me just
a
second, love.
I didn't enter anything. I don't have an app for this fucking company, and I want my money refunded to my card. Both charges of $39.89.
Give me just a second, love. Let me see what I can do for you, because I'm not able to process, but just give me a moment and let me see. Due to the terms, it made it a valid charge, but give me just a second and I'll see what I can do for you, okay?
I didn't catch it last month. I called it this month, though.
Yes, ma'am, and I see that you did call it right on time, too. Just give me a moment, okay? Okay, ma'am, I'm not supposed to do this because of the charge, because of the terms and conditions at the bottom, but as a courtesy, I will go ahead and refund of the last month, $39.89, because I do understand how you just said that you didn't do it, you clicked on it, and you got out of it when it started asking for card information. So I will take care of this for you, because I know the terms and the conditions at the bottom are fine, and I know it's hard to read.
Well, like I said, the other charge is pending on my account right now.
And if that charge is still pending, then it should just fall back on there. But if not, it takes 3 to 5 business days of that November charge. But the October charge, it will take 3 to 5 business days to fall back onto your account.
Well, both of those charges better end up off of my account. Are you going to be hearing from me again? And then if I'm not satisfied, you'll be hearing from my credit card company.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you.